Hi, I'm Carrie. I'm an addict.
Hey, Carrie.
And I am going to try to talk about zones or zonal forms without putting opinion, because a lot of people have opinion on why we should or should not have zonal forums, and I really want to stay away from that to the best of my ability. My first time that I was ever really introduced to the zonal setup was at a World Service Conference, I think it was 2000, where the world made time during a particular day and assigned rooms to all the different zones. And to tell you the truth, the CMP region is part of a zone, at least at that time, that was... It's not that it was disorganized, it's just that they didn't even think about getting organized. Early on, there was already some zones in the United States and certainly in the world that were set up and very much so did business a lot like a area or region. So I went to this first, and it really wasn't a zonal forum, it was more of a zonal meeting. And I went to this meeting, which was only regional delegates and alternate delegates, because we were at the conference and no one, you know, it's not a kind of place where people sort of follow type thing. And we sat around a big conference table, and I really don't remember us tackling anything, per se. We just sort of met. And the biggest thing that came out of that meeting was that we would start meeting regularly. And regularly meant twice a year, once in the winter and once in the summer. And that these zonal forums would move around to the different regions. And when it came to your region, you were the facilitator of that meeting. Now, on the years where there was a conference agenda report, our meetings were easy because we were going to talk about the conference agenda report. And it was a way to hear from others about any motions or issues that were part of that conference agenda report, because our zone is made up of it's made up of very different people, you know, people from the big city to people who, well, even on farms. I remember the first years of there, we had someone there who ran a dairy farm, so it was it was, you know, diverse, I guess is what I want to say, type thing. And so that was really most of what we did. And I remember that actually the CMP region volunteered to be the first one in this new rotation, which we would try to keep going. And so the day came, and It wasn't bad for a first start. We had, obviously, all the regional delegates were there and alternates. And like this meeting today, you know, a few people who were like, what is this? And they attended it. And basically, those meetings really were about what was going on in the world, although we did try to delve into issues that were more typical, problems that were more typical of any region or area, type thing. You know, like someone saying we are having difficulty getting a H&I meeting set up, you know, at the county jails. And then people would go around and give how they did it. And maybe that was helpful and maybe it wasn't, but there was this passing on of information from a diverse type of people. Later on, as we started meeting on a regular basis, we actually, it was the Free State region that really dove into the water and tried to make our zone something more than just, you know, regional delegates sort of talking about issues. And I remember they contacted the world, and we had world representation at it. And we tried to use some methods that the World Board had taught delegates to find solutions to problems. And it's just sort of, I don't know, it was just sort of fun to, because part of it was, you know, trying to meet new people, work with new people, type thing. And like I said, people, you know, I sort of like the zones, you know, and I find it helpful not only in a strict, you know, business service type of way, but in a sort of a personal way, a personal recovery way, to attend it. Not because it's another, you know, another stripe, you know, I did this and you didn't type thing, but just in learning, you know, how to participate and how to work with people other than the people I'm used to working with all the time. And I find that, you know, very helpful to me, type thing. I haven't really attended the latest zonal forums in our zone, but I do know that for whatever reason, there's a struggle to get our region to sort of understand the possibilities that can happen if you do something with this. Because I was amazed, because when I first heard about it, I was so amazed to know that there's places in right here in the United States that are, you know, there's this full setup. It's just so amazing. They almost have like a mini convention day when they meet and talk, and they're all set up. So I don't know that our region will do that anytime soon, because when you talk to them, they seem to be very, like I said, confused as to what it is they're going to get out of participating in this. So that's how I just sort of see this whole thing, is to try to stay, like I said, try to be open-minded about it and be willing to try it. And that's, for me, is what's important. And that's really all I have on this, because like I said, I don't really don't want to get into, because it gets so involved to get into the so-called politics of this all, and it seems like some people get so involved in that that they don't see some of the other possibilities that can be done with it. So thank you for letting me share about my experience with zonal forums.
All right, and next we have Craig.
You got 50 minutes. Come in.
Just take whatever time you need.